Hello again, pilgrims. It's Pastor Bob, and this is day two of our walk through the book, The Way of a Pilgrim, the Jesus Prayer Journey. We're going to repeat a little bit at the end of what we heard yesterday so we can segue right into our episode for today, and we'll go for about 8 minutes or so. And then we'll shut it down until tomorrow. And we'll just keep walking. Amen. So let's remember, our pilgrim yesterday was out to find an answer. Really more than an answer, right? He wants to know exactly how this is done. How do we pray without ceasing? Tell me exactly. Boy, do I get that question a lot. Tell me exactly how I listen to God or see dead people, or, you know, I've said some crazy things in my life, and some people are willing to come up to me and say, now tell me exactly how you do that. Well, that's what he's looking for. Exactly how do we pray without ceasing? So I think he kind of gave up on the preachers, right? If you remember, that took about a page. But he's found this one man in the right village who has the chapel in his house. And a lot of people say this man will be able to answer the question. And indeed, he does answer it, but it's not quite what the pilgrim was looking for. We'll pick it up right when he confronts that man again in his little house in this village. And then we'll go right on into today's episode. He says this to the man, "I have heard that you are a man of prayer and wisdom. In the name of God, would you please explain to me the meaning of the apostles' words, pray without ceasing, and how one can achieve this? I want to know this, but I have been utterly unable to understand it." He was silent for some moments. Then he looked closely at me, and he said, "Unceasing interior prayer is the constant striving of the Spirit toward God. To succeed in this delightful practice, you must beg the Lord more frequently that He teach you how to pray unceasingly. Pray more and ever more earnestly, and the prayer itself will reveal to you how it can become unceasing. This effort will bear fruit in its own time." Having said this, he offered me refreshment, gave me money for my journey, and sent me on my way. He did not provide me with an explanation after all. Episode 2. So I set off again, continuing to think and read and wonder about what the man had told me, and still I could not understand it. Yet my longing for comprehension was so intense that it kept me awake at night. When I had covered about 12 miles, I came to a large provincial capital where I saw a monastery. I stopped at the inn and happened to hear that in this monastery there was an exceptionally kind abbot, a prayerful and most hospitable man. I went to see him, and he welcomed me joyfully, sat me down, and offered me refreshment. "Holy Father," I said, "I do not need food, but I seek your spiritual guidance on what I must do to save myself." "Well now, what must you do to save yourself? Live according to the commandments? Pray to God, and you will be saved." "I have heard that one should pray unceasingly," I said, "but I do not know how to do this. I do not even understand what unceasing prayer is. Please explain this to me, Father." "I don't know, dear brother, how else to advise you." "But wait just a moment. I do have a little book that will help explain it." He brought me The Spiritual Education of the Interior Man by Saint Dimitri. "Here you are," he said. "Read this page." I began to read the following. Those words of the apostles, pray without ceasing, should be understood in reference to the prayer of the mind. For the mind can always aspire to God and pray to Him without ceasing. Would you explain to me the means by which the mind can always aspire to God and pray unceasingly without being distracted? That requires a great deal of wisdom, except for the one to whom God Himself has granted such a gift, said the abbot. He offered no further explanation. I spent the night in the monastery. The next morning, I thanked the abbot for his kind hospitality and continued on my journey without really knowing where I was headed. I grieved over my lack of understanding and comforted myself by reading my Bible. In this way, I traveled for 5 days, keeping to the main roads. Finally, on the evening of the fifth day, an old man who appeared to be some kind of clergyman caught up with me. In answer to my question, he replied that he was a Schema monk and lived in a monastery located about 6 miles off the main road. He invited me to come with him for a visit. "We take in pilgrims," he said, "and we offer them rest and food in the guest house, along with other devout people." I was reluctant to go with him, so I replied, "My peace of mind does not depend on finding shelter, but rather on obtaining spiritual guidance. I do not need food, for my knapsack is filled with dried bread." The monk asked, "What sort of guidance do you seek? And what is it that you don't understand? Come, dear brother, and visit with us. We have experienced Startsi, who can nourish you spiritually and set you on the path of truth in the light of God's word and the teachings of the fathers." "Well, you see, Father, about a year ago, while at liturgy, I heard the words of the apostle exhorting us to pray without ceasing. Unable to understand this, I began to read the Bible. There, in several different places, I also encountered this same divine instruction that we must pray unceasingly, always and in all places, not only while occupied with any kind of activity, not only when we are awake, but even while we sleep. I sleep, but my heart is awake." This surprised me, and I found myself unable to understand how this could be done and by what means it could be achieved. A burning desire and curiosity were aroused in me, and my thoughts dwelt on it day and night. So I began to visit many different churches and to listen to sermons that spoke about prayer. Yet no matter how many sermons I heard, not one of them provided me with an explanation of how to pray unceasingly. They spoke only of how to prepare oneself for praying, of the fruits of prayer, and so forth. But they did not teach me how one is to pray without ceasing and what the nature of this sort of prayer is. I frequently read the Bible to verify what I heard, but I have not yet found the knowledge I seek. I am not at peace with myself and am still quite puzzled by all of this. And that concludes day 2 of the Way of a Pilgrim. As a reminder, in this very email, you may have already seen it, is the link to tonight's 7 p.m. Zoom discussion group. I hope you will join us. Look forward to seeing you. And whether or not you're on the call, Tomorrow's a coming, and we'll pick up the story right where we left off. Have a blessed middle Sabbath. Amen.